time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we'll work on getting authentic with ourselves. Being authentic with yourself is no different from making dinner. You have to decide what dish you would like to be, source all the necessary ingredients, and start cooking. But you might not have time for a four-course affair, so here is the menu of authenticity faster than the food delivery guy can get to the door. Okay, let's start by going back in time. What did you do last Saturday? Some examples might be, went to the gym, read a book in bed, had brunch with friends, yard work, walked the dog. Okay, so what did you do? Got it? Great. Assuming that last Saturday was a typical one and assuming the things you did were done voluntarily, the activities you engaged in are your authentic self. If you find yourself sitting in front of a screen, then it is time to develop a hobby or get yourself out of the house and start exploring. Accessing your authentic self will be life-changing. You might even find yourself a new career. If you went to the gym, maybe become a fitness trainer. If you read books in bed, become a book reviewer. Brunch with friends? Become a food writer. Yard work gets you excited? Start an urban farm. Walk the family pooch? Be a professional dog walker. So not only are you living an existence as your authentic self, but you turn it into a side gig and who knows, perhaps your new profession. The average American spends the majority of their waking life at work. You want your work to be your passion because otherwise your everyday grind will go to the dogs. My pro tip, you have heard me say it before that screens are dangerous, dopaminergic, create super stimulus addiction, contribute to disconnected relationships, lethargy, and apathy. In my seminars, I encourage folks to imagine that there was a GoPro on their heads, and if we recorded the movie of your life, what would it look like? Is it looking at a flurry of screens, basically living a 2D existence? Then it might be time to step into your life in 3D. However, what if you really did genuinely enjoy the machinations of screens and games like my son insists? Then learn to code. To date, my son has been building websites and was asked by someone to make them their professional webpage. It isn't rocket science. My son is 10. Code Academy is a great website to get started, and lots of coding boot camps are popping up in every city. This way, you can have an authentic connection to the digital world and create programs instead of being a passive consumer of them, and probably make a good chunk of change to boot. Time for our movie motivation. This movie takes us to Japan for a Japanese-American film about what else but the Americans' love for ramen. The film, The Ramen Girl, that came out in 2008 and starring the now-deceased Brittany Murphy, tells a tale of a broken-hearted young woman who finds her authenticity in a strange land, making a foreign dish and learning to master it. Through the trials and tribulations of tears, heartbreak, family discord, she ends up returning home to New York City and opens a ramen shop of her own. Having found her true purpose and mission in life, Abby, our protagonist, is able to love again and find it in the arms of the son of the chef who taught her. The film demonstrates that you can find authenticity in the strangest of places, but your life becomes a familiarity of true joy. To learn more about achieving authenticity and hear author Lisa Baird Panos, a self-described reform bully, and how she found her way to being a buddy to herself and a life coach for others, you can listen to her story and an excerpt from her book on the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTune break on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays or live stream at WCBE.org with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can always catch our YouTune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.